This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, August 16th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Early Rain Covenant Church has been hit again with another government raid in the southwestern Chinese province of Sichuan, reports Radio Free Asia. Xinghong Wei, a Christian writer and translator, was detained. The well-coordinated attack included 23 uniformed police officers and 8 plainclothes police for a gathering of 50 church members. The Chengdu Police Department is taking a zero-tolerance approach to the gathering of Christians for fellowship and Bible study. Thailand may be one of the few Asian countries following the West into debauchery. The country has already legalized marijuana. Now, the nation's legislature is close to passing a law allowing for civil partnerships between two members of the same gender, living in a state of unnatural relations. Taiwan was the first Asian nation to approve of homosexual full marriage in 2019. China continued military exercises near Taiwan yesterday, following an official visit of 5 members of the U.S. Congress over the weekend. The communist country's saber-rattling began several weeks ago, when Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi paid a visit to the island nation. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command has announced these drills in preparation for, quote, operations of joint defense and joint blockade, end quote, reports the South China Morning Post. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 5 tells of God's sovereignty over the nations. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Hollywood studios don't mind promoting films about fatherhood and prayer, movies like War Room and Courageous. But when Christian filmmaker Alex Kendrick looked for distribution for his soon-to-be-released pro-life film entitled Life Mark, he hit a stone wall. Kendrick told Christian Headlines, quote, they all turned down the film. They said, we're not releasing this one because we're scared of the response, end quote. The film, produced by Alex Kendrick and directed by Kevin Peoples, will be released in 1,400 theaters the week of September 9th. You can watch the trailer through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. A Dallas Morning News survey of 1,300 Texans found that 49% disapproved of the overturning of Roe v. Wade versus 42% in favor of it. According to popular opinion, Texas is the 12th most pro-life state in the country. Pew Research notes the 8 most pro-life states by popular opinion are West Virginia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Also, an Axios poll found that 54% of Americans would vote in favor of abortion's legality given the choice on the ballot, whereas 28% said they would vote against it. The passage from Psalm 106, verses 37 and 40, addresses this sin. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people. California is leading the abortion charge in the country as the Golden State Legislature considers 18 separate bills dedicated to abortion. The prospective pro-death laws address abortion providers, access to abortion, funding of abortion, licensing of abortion providers, abortion research, abortion fairness, paid time off for abortion, telehealth for abortion, and protections for abortion providers. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has proclaimed California, quote, an abortion sanctuary state, end quote. Sparing no expense, he's even offering taxpayer funding of out-of-state abortions. Tragically, California's infanticide bill, AB 2223, which would allow the murder of a newborn up until 28 days old, has passed the state house. Now it's headed to the state senate for approval. President Joe Biden is slated to sign the so-called Inflation Reduction Act into law today, complete with a tax increase, a huge increase for the IRS, and additional funding for environmental causes and health care, reports CBS News. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the bill on a party-line vote last Friday. Home builder confidence in the country has dropped off for 8 consecutive months. It's the worst stretch since the 2007 recession, reports the National Association of Home Builders. The total volume of single-family housing starts is headed for an annual decline this year, the first decrease in 10 years. And finally, good news for Judge Roy Moore, the retired Alabama Chief Justice and Ten Commandments advocate. He was awarded $8.2 million of damages in a federal court for a derogatory advertisement placed by the Senate Majority PAC during his 2017 bid for the U.S. Senate. The controversies generated by the ad during the special election are thought to have contributed to his narrow defeat to Democrat Doug Jones. Out of the 1,320,000 votes cast, Moore lost by 21,311 votes. In 2020, when Jones ran for re-election, he subsequently lost to Republican Tommy Tuberville by a wide margin. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.